when you get that vision placed on your heart, saying it out loud is the thing that is going to lock it in. It's the thing that is going to connect you to the network that will be your safety net that is going to help propel you into the grand vision.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I have had an absolute whirlwind of a last couple of weeks and it's not quite done yet since we have gotten home from Wisconsin and our cross-country trip in the RV for like 6 days across the country. And I really have had this message coming through for myself and for you guys about proclaiming and claiming what it is that you desire. Meaning, if you are not speaking it out in public and into existence, and if you're not making sure that you are getting into the rooms with other like-minded people or listening to the podcast like you're doing right now, so amazing job, and hopefully other podcasts and other education, but really proclaiming and saying verbally and out loud what it is that you want for the future and what it is that you're planning. So when you maybe talk to a stranger or maybe when somebody asks you a question of what you're working on or what you do, it's here's where I currently am and here's what I'm doing, but here's what I really want. And the reason for this is not only because most of the people that you are encountering in your life are the exact people who can help you. They are specifically placed there for you. They're all around you, except we have to tap into the network. It's literally like if you were in a forest and you needed to tap into, I don't know, maple syrup trees. You needed maple syrup, but you didn't even know that it was all around you. You couldn't know until you started tapping into it, right? Terrible analogy. Hope you loved it. And truly, it is up to us to start tapping into the network because I do believe that all of the correct people for your journey are currently in your network. Meaning, even if you tap into them and it's not that exact person, you are probably one to two people removed from the exact people that you need. And I'm realizing this more and more as I'm doing these things, asking questions and proclaiming what it is that I want for Light Pink, my new company, and sharing exactly what it is, where I'm at and what I need. So not only proclaiming, but truly saying what you need in order to get to that place. So when I'm sharing about my company and I'm saying, this is where I want to go, this is what I want to do. But then also here, you know, what I'm working through right now, here's my current needs in order to get there. Even when you say them out loud, you don't even necessarily have to say, can you help me? Even though that's so powerful. You guys know I've been talking all about questions. When you say it out loud and you share where you're at, that is not bragging. That is proclaiming. It is claiming it. It is telling people what you want. And I'm going to challenge you and tell you that by you proclaiming your vision and your dream, you're actually helping that person on their mission and their vision, which could potentially be something intertwined with yours. It could be to help you. It could be to connect you. When they connect you to the person that you need, essentially later on, your company could grow into something that could help that person that just connected you. And that might feel so far off because the person that connected you, you might feel like they're, you know, 10 steps ahead, but you have to think big picture. You don't understand how all of these things are connecting in the background and how you going for your vision is going to help other people with their visions. And that's what you have to stay on course for. So proclaiming is not only saying it out loud and speaking it into life, but proclaiming is actually claiming it by saying it aloud and speaking your vision into life. It's literally speaking your truth. When you get that vision placed on your heart, saying it out loud is the thing that is going to lock it in. It's the thing that is going to connect you to the network that will be your safety net that is going to help propel you into the grand vision. So whenever you can, wherever you can, speak it into life. It's going to feel weird at first. You're going to probably feel like you're bragging or you're forcing it. And it's going to be the most important thing that you do because it's going to start connecting the dots for you. It's going to start intertwining that web. You're going to start seeing how every single person is a miracle in your life. And you're like, how did this even happen? That this person in line at Starbucks started talking to me and somehow I just decided to share everything about what I'm up to. And they just happened to be in this company and can help me with some of the next steps or connect me to a person who can. This is how it works, you guys. You have to share where you're at all times. I have to take a minute to tell you about Indeed because there are few things that are going to make your business either win or fail. And one of the things that's going to stop you from winning is not knowing where to allocate your time and money. The biggest thing is to learn how to not waste your time or money. So it's to start a practice of healthy hiring and only paying for quality candidates based on your must-have requirements with Indeed. When hiring gets hard, you need Indeed, the job site that makes hiring incredibly simple. Just attract, interview, and hire. In fact, with Indeed, you can do all of your hiring in one place, even the interviewing. Don't just hope your perfect candidate will find you. Indeed's hiring tools helps you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. In fact, Indeed Instant Match provides a list of quality candidates whose resumes are on Indeed the moment you post a sponsored job. Indeed knows how important it is to make the most of your recruiting hours and dollars. With Indeed, you can save time and money by setting your must-have qualifications and only paying for the quality candidates that meet them. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/happy. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/happy. Indeed.com/happy. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply. When I was a trainer at LA Fitness, I had a client who had a chiropractic practice and she had just started it. She was only 27 years old at the time. And she was just opened a brick and mortar. And I was always sharing with her about how my vision was to have a small one-on-one training gym. And I would always share that with her that, you know, this is where I'm at right now. Obviously, I'm working at an LA Fitness. I'm making $6 per session, I'm hustling my ass off. And here's my grand vision. I want to help women do X, Y, and Z. I eventually would love to start speaking. I eventually would love to write a book. I eventually would love to be a fitness mentor or potentially have a TV show. And I'd always just share these different visions and dreams that I had. And one day after she had opened her practice, she said, you know what, Lori, I have a lower level of my gym totally open. I'm not doing anything with it. If you want to do some training down there and eventually pay me rent, but have my training be free, maybe work out a deal, I would love to have that space be yours and have you down there potentially train some of my clients as well. And if I wasn't constantly speaking exactly what I wanted, she never would have even had that thought of how that could work out. And I ended up doing that. It was about 2 weeks later, I ended up doing that in an unfinished basement and started my training practice that ended up growing into where I'm at now. And it's all snowballed from there. But that was the moment that I was like, you have to speak what you want into existence before it feels like it's actually true, because your words are going to come to life. What you utter the most is going to become your reality. What you give energy to is going to be the thing that you will be living in the next year or 5 years. So what are you speaking? What are you giving energy to? Are you not speaking it into life? This is so important, you guys. Proclaim it, meaning claim it. It's how you do it, saying it out loud. So what are you going to say out loud? What are you going to proclaim? I want to see it on stories. I want you to share it with me. And you guys, shout out to my amazing photographer friend, Monica, who literally, I just got to see her this last weekend at Chris's mastermind, and she was shooting the entire mastermind, and she just shot Lindsay Schwartz's Powerhouse Women. Shout out to Monica, because I told her I was going to say hi, because she literally said, I hear your voice every single morning. And I thought, how freaking cool is that? That the women that I love and admire, who I truly am just obsessed with, actually listen to this podcast. And I said, I'm going to freak you out by shouting you out on my next podcast. So sending you so much love. And she does Girl Squad photography, you guys. So definitely go check her out on Instagram. And that's about it. So if you have not followed Light Pink yet, if you have not signed up yet for the newsletter, we have probably the coolest thing I've ever done in my life coming for you really soon in your email only. So go to lightpink.com and put your email in there and join our mailing list, because I'm about to send you the most epic holiday guide with coupons that you cannot get anywhere else for the coolest gifts from so many female businesses. You guys, shop female this year. It's so important. Shop small business. And not just that, but it's going to blow your mind with some of these gifts that are going to make your life that much easier this year. And gifts, cocktail recipes, actual recipes, tips, so many fun things. And like I said, the coupons are going to blow your mind because they are just for us. All right. Sending you so much love as always. Go check that out. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.